The Heart Mountain Relocation Center near Powell was one of several in the country that interned Japanese Americans during World War II. The camp now sets the scene for a new musical called Allegiance, starring George Takei of Star Trek fame. The story follows the Kimura family in the weeks after they're forced to leave their farm in Salinas, California, and move to the internment camp in Wyoming. I spoke with producer Lorenzo Tione and composer Jay Kuo, who co-wrote and produced the play, which will open in San Diego in September. Tione says the story follows a brother and sister, Sam and Kay.
They live with their single father and their grandfather. So a grandfather who had come from Japan and a first-generation immigrant father. And so both Sam and Kay are Nisei. They're born in the United States. And they live in Salinas, California, when after the drop of the bomb on Pearl Harbor, the events sort of start to be set in motion that lead to the internment of Japanese Americans, and the Kimura family ends at Heart Mountain in Wyoming.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind telling me about the inspiration for this story. I understand that George Takei was sort of instrumental in helping inspire the story.
Yes. So Jay and I were together in New York City seeing a show called In the Heights. And just a couple seats over in our same row was George and his husband. We noticed that, though, midway through the show, there's this one moment, very emotional moment, when the father in this family of immigrants is really feeling helpless and sings and cries about how he needs to find a way to help his daughter. And we noticed that George was really, really moved by that moment. And later on at intermission, we actually asked George what was that had touched him so much about that moment. And he embarked in telling us how it reminded him of his father during the years that his family and he were taken from their home in California and brought at Rover Camp in Arkansas. And I remember looking at Jay, and in an instant we knew we were thinking the same thing.
And I was going to ask why the play is set in the Heart Mountain Relocation Center.
Sure, I'll let Jay answer that question.
Sure, well, as you may know, there were 10 internment camps in America, and I was looking through each of them and trying to determine, you know, which of these would make a good setting. And I looked up the name, Heart Mountain, and it just drew me. And so I started learning more about the actual place. And it turned out that it had one of the most rich histories among all of the camps, because in Heart Mountain, there were 63 people who actually stood up to what was happening to them and refused to enlist for the draft. They said, you know, you've kept our families behind these barbed wires for years without charge, and now you're asking us to sign up and go fight for a country that denies the freedoms that it's proclaiming it's protected. It's an amazing story that happened right in Wyoming. So I thought it was not only did the name initially draw me, but after I started doing a bit of research into Heart Mountain, came across the story and thought it was just a fantastic one to sort of lay the central conflict in Allegiance.
So tell me what, I mean, since it's a musical, I mean, this is something that, you know, would make a pretty heady kind of a novel that could be sort of dark. I wouldn't automatically think of this as great material for a musical. What's the tone of the songs?
Well, it's interesting. You know, some of the most successful musicals are not what people consider to be musical comedy. If you think of West Side Story, think of Les Miserables, you know, and Miss Saigon, these are large epic pieces, not all of them, and happily. Now, Allegiance happens to be about reconciliation and redemption, a possibility for healing, and the importance of family. But my philosophy of music theater is that the reason people need to sing is because their emotions and stakes are so high that they can't be represented in any way other than in musical form.
I was wondering if you, whether you or Lorenzo would talk to me about the theme of allegiance, you know, since it sort of seems to explore allegiance to a bunch of different entities. What kinds of allegiance does the play explore?
Sure. At its core, I mean, the musical asks allegiance at what price? In other words, when Pearl Harbor happened and people's lives were turned upside down merely because they happened to look like the people who bombed Pearl Harbor, and they were rounded up summarily and sent to these camps, there was a split within the Japanese-American community that wasn't really well known. And that is that the younger American-born Nisei, the second generation, they really felt American, and they felt like they wanted to prove to the rest of America that they were just as American. And so when the opportunity to go sign up for war, but their parents, who had had everything taken from them, their land, everything they had worked for whole generations, there was a lot of bitterness and resentment there. And so there arose a question within the community: how far should our allegiance go, and to whom do we owe the allegiance? And so this question split the community. It's still not resolved, because today there are people who say that what happened at Heart Mountain, for example, the draft resistance, was a blemish upon Japanese-American history. But then there's a faction that says they were doing as American a thing as you can do, which is to protest. And so that question, you know, can this happen again? Can a people, based upon a characteristic that they're either born with or born into, be treated a certain way just because something terrible has happened to America? And so I think that these questions still arise, still haunt America. And so that's one of the reasons Allegiance remains, the show remains so contemporary and so current. It's raising questions that we haven't resolved yet.
Lorenzo Tione and Jay Kuo, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.